Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. Yes, today is Think Thursday. We have Miss Gloria Malion coming on. You know, she helps us take care of our body and all that good nutritional stuff. And she's going to be speaking on cellular transport. But before we get started, we'd like to just drop our heads or do whatever you do and send prayer out there for the victims of the wildfires. There's fires everywhere. The smoke is in the air. You can't breathe out there. I hope those that could stay in, stay in. We want you to stay safe, stay strong, stay woke, stay happy. You know, we're here to navigate you. We believe in education. We stress unification and the importance of collaboration here. We're Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. But before we get going, today is National Suicide Day. There's resources out there, so keep your eyes open. Watch people. They're going through a lot of stuff. It could either be substance abuse or psychotic. It could be personal or job things that are happening. It's just like this event that we're going through. It keeps everybody unbalanced, you know. If you see someone that goes through that hopelessness, reach out, care. Be non-judgmental, but keep your eyes open to watch out and see if there's anyone that you can care and give your love to. And with my youth out there, I talk with them every day, but I tell them that youth means to cherish hope. It is a time of development. Youth means to challenge oneself. It is a time of construction. Youth means to fight for justice. It is a time for action. So what we want you to do out there is take your power to the polls, because your voice is your power out there, and we must exercise and make this change. We're all change agents here. But it's not about the change agent, it's about the change makers. So I'm just going to tell you, we're going to have fun this evening. This is Think Thursday, and let me just give you something to relax you down with, okay? Until Miss Malon comes on with us. That is Keiko Masui and Walk on the Bridge. You know, we gonna walk till we walk to these poles. We gonna drive in, ride in, send in, skateboard in, whatever. We must take care of what we need to take care of before and on November 3rd. Change makers, it's time to make a change out there. We have Miss Gloria Melly on with us. You know, she tells us how to take care of our bodies so we can stay healthy, wealthy, and wise out there. Good evening, Gloria Milan. Are you on the air with us this evening?
I am on the air, Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful, trying to keep my windows closed and don't stick my head out the door because there's smoke in the air, okay?
There is definitely smoke in the air.
Yes.
Smoke in the city, yes.
So you're going to tell us about this cellular transport. What's going on with this cellular transport?
Okay, so, you know, last time we talked about cellular communications.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that our cells do communicate with each other. And the other thing is that whatever we eat and digest, that has to be used and transported somewhere. So that's where that's the job of the transport process. So basically, it works through the circulatory system, pumped by the heart, through lungs, and it goes all over our body. But it's our cells that transport the nutrition that comes from the food that we eat that has been digested. It's the role of the cell to now find out what we've ingested, what we've digested, and figure out where it has to go. That's what our cells do. And so usually, it's transported except for fat, which is, insoluble. So it doesn't dissolve in blood, which is, basically consists of water. So it doesn't dissolve. But the other two methods of transport, so there are fats, carbohydrates, and proteins that have to be transported all over the body to help it fulfill its function.
Okay.
And so that's what our cells do. So, again, we go back to, diet, lifestyle, and the environment that we live in. And so, of course, the more nutrition or the better our nutrition is, the cells are going to transport whatever you happen to eat. They will take it around, but you want to make sure that what it's transporting is good enough to rebuild, the cells.
Okay.
And, so, diet, as I said, plays a big part in that. And there are three categories: fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. And so these things we do need to help us rebuild our cells. And as I said, the bloodstream is the highway of the transport system.
The bloodstream?
So that means that we have the bloodstream.
Okay.
It's the highway of our transport system. And it brings the nutrients right to the doors of the cells.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cells take the nutrition they need to support the body's health functions. So all of the systems work together, and when one is out of balance, it has an effect on the others, which makes sense. That's how things basically work. A whole system works, the individual systems make up the whole. And
right.
When one is out of balance, it causes, problems in the other. So we do have to make sure that we are, supplying our bodies with what it needs. It's a marvelous machine. It does, it transports us and does whatever, we need to do but we need to make sure that we're giving it the proper nutrition. And, you know, I keep going over this each time we deal with one of the with one of the systems. You know, there are seven, and cellular transport is the fifth of seven.
It's the fifth
system.
We have
two more to go.
Okay.
It's the fifth physiological system. And in the meantime, while I look up, you want to get some pencil and paper? So
yes.
And I have 15 yes and no questions. And then I'll break them down as we go along. So you let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
And all righty then. So the first question says, do you frequently experience brain fog and find it hard to focus? Yes or no? Is your blood sugar count higher than it should be?
Okay.
Do you frequently suffer from digestive problems if you eat high protein foods? You know, these are your mostly animal products are very high protein. Do you feel sleepy from time to time, especially after meals? Have you gained weight, especially around the middle? Have your blood triglyceride levels gone up? Do you have high blood pressure? Have you noticed a loss of muscle over the last few years? Is your LDL cholesterol higher than it should be? Do you take a statin drug? Have you been told that you have low albumin or hematocrit levels in your blood? Has your doctor told you to cut back on the amount of cholesterol in your diet? Have you been told that you have reduced kidney function? Is your vision as sharp as it once was? Do you have any concerns about the health of your heart and blood vessels? So that's the 15. If you'd like me to repeat any, I can.
Okay, the last one, if you have any questions about your health and your heart.
It says, do you have any concerns about the health of your heart and blood vessels?
Okay.
So it says,
okay.
That the supermarket, you know, has a plentiful supply of food. But, say, at home, our cupboards might be bare. So how do you solve this problem if you're hungry? So it would be simple. You would, you know, go to the store, bring the food home, and you would either, you know, walk, drive, you might take a bike or public transportation. It doesn't matter. But that's your mean of transporting. And so then once you get home, you prepare it, you consume it, the problem is solved. There's no more hunger, right? So, but our cells are hungry too. And they need nourishment to keep on doing the jobs they do. And they, too, rely on a transport system that brings essential nutrients and nutrition from where it's stored, you know, like, say, in the digestive system and through the bloodstream, which I said earlier is the highway of the transport system. And it brings it right to the door of your cells. And then the cells take over, bringing the nutrition to wherever it needs to go. So... so, you know, the 15 questions revolve around cellular support or cellular transport of the critical nutrients, protein, fats, and carbohydrates, as well as vitamins. So I want to say that if you answered yes to questions 6, 9, 10, 12, or 15, you may have a fat transport imbalance.
Mm.
If you answer yes to questions 1, 2, 4, 5, or 13, you're likely to have carbohydrate transport imbalance. And if you answer yes to questions 3, 7, 8, or 11, you potentially have protein transport imbalance. So the bottom line is protein in the diet is essential for health.
It is essential.
You know, we have to, it is very essential because it actually builds those actual cells that we need to transport, you know, nutrients throughout the body. The protein helps to build up that imbalance.
So I'm listening, I'm looking at all these questions here, and they say if it, like you say, 1 in 3 or 6 blood tri level is high and you go up and you need your vision and things, suppose you go to the doctor and he says, oh, you know, if you go you know how the medical organization is, you know, they want to give you something for your cholesterol and they want to give you something for your blood pressure, and wouldn't all that medication confuse themselves as they trying to travel down the highway? You understand? It's like,
many,
wait a minute.
They do. Yes, absolutely. And therein, that's the other thing, you know, those side effects we be talking about. Yes.
Oh, yeah. You
it
get
does
some
confuse themselves. Many times, it doesn't know what to even do with it.
That's
so
what
a
I'm
lot
saying.
Of times,
if you...
stuff ends up...
if you taking cholesterol, okay, so, okay. Oh, well, you know, cholesterol... and then, you know, why are you coming with your blood pressure? And let me increase this milligram here. And then you're looking at all that stuff. And then, like, we already know that the highway is what the blood, you know. And if you put all that stuff in the back of the trunk, as I say, in the car, that you're traveling on the highway, you know, that highway is going to get kind of bumpy. It's like, wait a minute.
Yes.
Well, okay, you say cholesterol. What builds cholesterol? You know, bread, starches, things of that nature. So, okay, well, I can cut back on my bread, you know. I cut back on that pasta. I cut back on that rice. So, you know, you cut back. That's taking care of the cholesterol. Now,
yes.
Your protein, we know we need protein, as you say.
And those carbs, too.
Okay.
Cutting back on those carbs. That's important, too.
Okay.
You know, especially if you have an imbalance in, say, maybe in the fat transport system or the carbohydrate.
So give us some examples of some carbs. So we'll give us, like, some carbs here. When you say cut back on those carbs, what are we talking about here?
Rice, bread, all the things that I love, pasta. You know, but... You also have to watch the amount that you need, because, again, our bodies do need carbohydrates. That's how we get our energy. So we do need it, but we have to make sure that we're getting the right type of carbohydrates. You
like
know,
when I go
are,
to the... I said, when, not cutting you off, but when I go to the restaurant, there are certain restaurants that you go to, or I used to go to. I just love the bread that they bring in the basket,
oh,
okay?
Yes.
And it just seems to taste so, but you have to, like, tell them, no, don't bring that over here because I'll eat the entire basket and then still be looking for some more. to set up on that. And when you speak of protein, when we drink those green drinks, you know, there's like the green drinks. What is that drink giving us? Is that taking care of those cells and having given them some gasoline to move down the highway when you get up in the morning?
Absolutely. Right, absolutely, because in your fruits and vegetables, you know, they have all your minerals and vitamins. So
right.
those things are good. The blood loves all of that because of the vitamins. And
right.
so do your cells. They pick that up right away and bring it to wherever, you know, it's needed. So, yeah.
Right. I like the green drinks with all the fruit and all the, you know, I try
mm-hmm.
to stack up on it. There's a few out there that you can purchase that have really good stuff that tastes real good. And then if you have the time to do blend, it's better to blend in the morning. But sometimes if you're missing something like your kale or whatever, you want your spinach, then it doesn't quite taste the same. So I find that it's best for me just to purchase it and have a nice big glass of that. Then I'm getting all the, and I'm really getting very good over here because, you know, I like to stay up late and I like that ice cream. Mm-hmm. And I crave ice cream, but I've learned how to go get about 10 grapes and eat them, you know. So I'm trying to get there because, you know, it's all about habit. It's all about diet. And,
right.
you know, when things and what we're going through, and we're already imbalanced and our psychic is trying to be messed with, like I mentioned before you came on, Ms. Amelion, that this is National Suicide Day, okay? It's so much happening
oh,
out there.
Oh, I wasn't
so,
aware.
Oh, yeah, to keep
mm-hmm.
your eyes open. It's a lot of resources out there. You know, because, you know, people, it's already bad with substance abuse or if they're psychotic. But that all has to do with your diet, too. Because if you eat
right.
the proper food, it can kind of, like, whip you in shape. You know, I'll go through,
yeah.
I like bananas. I love bananas. And I say, ooh, I didn't have my banana today. But I know that that's good for me. So everything that's good,
right.
you forget that you don't have it, and you'd rather reach over there and grab that potato chip, okay? Most people, because
right,
that's right,
right
there in your face so that you
yeah.
can see it. If you go shopping, if you go to Subway, the potato chips are right there, right? So
mm-hmm.
they're already
yes.
serving you all of this bread, and then the potato chips
mm-hmm.
are right there. It's like, okay, this is not making sense to me. So can you move that rack and put it in the back? And
okay.
when you fix that sandwich for me, dig the center of that bread out, please. You know
okay.
that this is, it tastes good, but everything that tastes good is not good for you.
It's
and it don't taste
good
that
you,
good
right.
where you want it to take you out of here. Okay, so,
right.
And then the sugar. You know, we know about the sugar and what that does to the cell. That just clogs them all the way up. That when you get to that cell eating all that darn sugar, that highway drops off. It falls off to the end of the cliff
yes.
because that you can't get through to that cell.
Yep.
So we are stuck on sugar. What moves sugar out? When you deal with your proteins, your fats, your carbs, there is it's sugar is an addiction. That's why it's put in everything. So that
absolutely.
That's why we have you know the highest rate of diabetes here because of the sugars and all of that. But it's when you sit in the morning. I'll ask you this because you're our person that keeps us right. My grandmother every morning, as far as I can remember, as a child, sit down and. She read her quote in the morning, and she had her hot lemon water. She drank it
all
like
right.
she drank tea. And that is what she had every morning. It was hot lemon water.
I was
going to
say, follow grandmother, honey. She
oh,
had,
yeah.
She was
yeah.
on to something. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I
oh,
would
yeah.
ask her, you know, why do you drink that? She said it cleanses you out. And but that was her cup
that's
of
what
coffee.
It, does.
It was hot lemon water.
Yes.
And then she would start her
because,
day.
Yes. What she was doing, so the lemon detoxifies the liver.
Okay.
And the liver, again, you know, it's named aptly. If it's not healthy, we won't be living for long. So
okay.
that lemon, the liver loves lemon because
okay.
it keeps it, you know, healthy. So she was definitely on to something, and you know, obviously she passed it down because you still remember it.
I remember
you know
it.
I mean?
See it, and every now and then I'll try it, and I say, you know, instead of getting this cup of coffee over here, That you can't put any sugar in, or you just want to put a little bit of sugar in, a little bit of cream, because I like that caffeine. But I think of her and that lemon water. I think of her because when I was growing up as a child, we didn't eat fried foods, we didn't eat greasy foods, we didn't eat gravy foods. We had boiled, B-O-I-L-D, chicken, and we had broiled fish. That was my diet. Mm-hmm. That's what I came up on. So greasy foods, fried foods, we ate nothing that was what she called bleached, no white bread, everything was of wheat. And when at that time, have you ever heard of the drink called Postum? Have you ever heard of Postum?
I have. It's a type
Postum
of
is like coffee, yeah, but Postum is very, very healthy. And then there was always Postum in the home. There was, after that, you know, people know a lot about Ovaltine, but it's something about that Postum. So those were the type of things that we had. Everything came out of a pot. If a man like beans, I got him. Okay, I can cook some beans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and make those beans taste different for a whole month every day. But I can cook those beans. But it was like the boiled chicken, and it made its own stew. Not heavily seasoned, and broiled fish. We had the type of stove that had the broiler on it. And every now and then I find myself going back to salmon. Well, those good eating habits probably play a good part on my superhighway here. Because we might stray, but you find yourself going right back to it. Like I said, I like ice cream. I like the low-carb ice cream. I'm smart enough to get that. And I guess it's okay to eat once a week, but if I could, I'd eat a bowl every night. But instead, I hide it and eat grapes. I need something about it. I'm craving for that sugar, you know, grapes or strawberries or oatmeal and blueberries. So working with you
now,
and you come
speaking of strawberries, you introduced me to a drink that I have been craving, and also I have been trying to make that drink. The
what
one with
drink
berries,
is that?
Linda, remember that? You introduced me to a drink at your health spa.
Okay.
That they made this berry drink with all the different berries. You don't remember?
Oh, yes. Yes. That was
downtown.
It was next
LA
to the Y. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And I have been trying to, I put those three berries in a blender. And sometimes I have coconut water to it. I'm still trying to get to that taste that, you know, of the one that you introduced me to. But at any rate, I am getting those berries inside of me at least once a day, which is really good. But I'm trying to perfect that drink, but I want to thank you for introducing that to me.
Yeah, and you
it
know
gave
that
me an idea.
Okay.
You know, of something.
It was,
that
it was berries. It was blueberries, strawberries. It was, and it was simple, but it was good.
It was very. It was so good. I'm telling you now. I still remember it. How long ago?
I wonder if they're open. We'll have to go check that out because it was next door to the Ketchum Y downtown, next to the behind the Bonaventure. I don't know if they're still, but yes, I remember that. And we sit there, and every time
I'm sorry.
It was like
I was just saying that it was like a. It's what it is. It's like a heart tonic.
Yes.
You know, red, blue, and purple fruits. Those. I mean,
yes.
Those kinds of color foods. Those are very good for the heart. They keep the heart beating, you know, as it should. They're very good heart tonic fruits to have.
Well, before I let you go, I love oatmeal. I like my oatmeal.
Uh-huh.
I like to get my oatmeal. But when I eat oatmeal, I put the blueberries in it. I love to have it, something about that oatmeal. And that's what I'll get up and do. But I find myself, the more mature we get and the more health conscious we get, I find that we go back to those basics. And like I said, this lemon water is talking to me. So Maybe
okay.
After I'll have my lemon water before I have my cup of coffee, maybe, or maybe vice versa. But that coffee is going to be, you're going to smell coffee in the morning. I cannot do anything without my coffee. Okay, it's like, let me get my coffee first, and then I'll open up both eyes, okay? But just let me have this cup of coffee. But I'm breaking down because I like sugar. I don't use sugar. I use Trivia. Trivia is made from a plant. And Trivia has that, what is it, stevia plant there?
Is it stevia?
Yes.
Stevia.
Yes. And that, I got turned on that from a nutrition that told me to use that. So instead of having three packs of Trivia, I only put one pack in. So I'm breaking away. I'm pulling away. And I always write these things down before you come on, because I know that if I mention them to you, you'll be able to help me out here and hopefully help others out too. Because I like the idea of the transporting of the cells in the superhighway, but I'm going to have to tell these physicians, look, if you give me all that stuff to take in the highway, then my car's going to break down, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, I argue with them. I respect the medical profession, and they know when they prescribe that stuff that Ms. Mindy is not going to take all that stuff. I quit arguing with them. I just say, okay, do it. And when they do it, I just go get it filled and sitting on the shelf, because if I got a knee ache, I don't want my back hurting. And everything has a side effect, and I know that the body can heal itself. There's some, you know, my sister, when you go visit, they sit down, and, you know, in Texas, they have breakfast, right? And they sit down after and fix that good old breakfast, and they pull out their little pill box, and they get to taking their pills and look at me. Well, sister-in-law, did you take your medication this morning? I said, I sure did. Then you see, hear me back there in my meditation this morning. That is my medicine.
Okay.
Oh, well, your A1C, you know, then they become doctors. I say, yeah, well, we'll find out about that later. But if I'm going to sit up here with a pill box in front of me, it's not going to happen. Okay? Because I can't do that. I am not the pill sponge. I won't do it. If I need it, if it's something, but it just doesn't make sense to me. I'd rather have the blueberries than the oatmeal. And as the more I do this, the more organic I get. I find myself buying more organic food. And that's because of you, Miss Melion, coming on, giving us information about our cells and the proper color of the foods, even buying red bell peppers. We love you so much because you keep us on track. You have a healthy body, you will have a healthy mind. And it's all about the mind, body, and soul that we need to pull up. And at these times, now we have to stay in balance because of the times that we're going through right now. And when you get up the morning, I tell everyone, you know, people are calling, I got up this morning and I was so angry and I thought about that stuff and I just got mad. I said, yes, when you wake up, that's when everything comes up. So what you have to do is run to the mirror and look at yourself with your hair all over your head and say how beautiful you are. Smile back at you. Start it off that way because it's designed to do that. And it's just like, you know, we're going to get through this, and I'm going to tell you, because, you know, I can go on and on about that red fruit, but I will call tomorrow and find out if that juice shop is still there. I don't know if they're open. The way that they had a setup, they should be, because you can go in and carry out, right? And if they are, I will give you a call. And we will get our wonderful blend drink of it almost like lavender. It was the way that they blended it up. I remember. Thank you for reminding me. I will check tomorrow and find out. Now, next week, Ms. Leon, I'm not going to put you on a spot. We're going to thank you for coming in and letting us know what we need to do and how to get on that superhighway and what kind of gasoline to put in our fuel tank so that our cells can transport properly. We love you.
We appreciate
you, and we want you to have a great evening.
Thank you
so much.
I
thank you, and we love you. Thank you, Gloria. Gloria Melion, she told us about cellular transportation. She said the blood system is the superhighway for our bodies, so let's be careful how we drive on it. Thank you. You're waking up with Miss Mac Chan. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Take you to my place.
That's right. You follow somebody who knows where they're going. If you don't want to follow yourself, make sure that you find a mentor out there that's going to give you excellent directives. And again, take your power to the polls, and we have until September the 30th to fill out that census form. It's very important, okay? If you think it is not, it's going to carry us for the next 10 years. A lot of people think that it's not doing any good, but it's there for a reason. So please, either fill out the form or talk to the census person when they come knocking on your door. You don't have to let them in. You can talk to them on the porch, okay? But just give them the information that they need so that we can all be counted to get the necessary stuff that we need. And for you adults, old adults, young adults, whoever, get to the legislation, policy making areas so that you can be involved in that stew pot. We all have to take carrots to the stew pot if you want to find out the proper factual information, not what you've heard, not what somebody is saying, or what nobody thinks. Sit at that table so you can get that information. We'll see you tomorrow. We have Angie coming on, okay? So that's going to be Find It Out Friday. Please enjoy yourself this evening.